Welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, how often do you hear, "Oh, it was such a great event. Did you see the cake?" as the exclamation for a wedding or a birthday or a party. They're just such a central part of people's memories with celebrations. Now, I am flat out trying to draw a straight line. So the last thing I'm going to possibly do is try and create a memorable cake. But today I've met Lisa. Now, Lisa has a business called That's Delish and specializes in all things amazing. And now what this woman doesn't know about cakes just isn't worth knowing. Lisa, welcome.
Hi, how are you, Jackie?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today. Tell me, cakes. Why cakes?
Well, I mean, I grew up with my mum baking. The Saturday ritual at the end of a working week was filling up the biscuit barrels and the cake tins and things like that. Home-baked goods, you know, we didn't have the shop-bought sort of stuff like we have now, the variety we have, so it was always home-baked stuff. So I grew up with a mother that baked and a grandmother that baked, and so it wasn't a natural progression. You know, I used to bake for my kids, but nothing spectacular. I think I made the odd birthday cake that came from the Woman's Weekly.
I was just going to say, my memory as a child for cake, and I'm a bit of a sweet tooth, granted, but the special highlight of every birthday I can remember since forever was the Woman's Weekly birthday cake.
Which you can still buy.
You can.
Yeah.
But it's not the same second edition with a train on the front.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
I used to get to pick our cakes, and yes. My mum used to make it. I had the castle and the ghost, and my mum made the train for one of our school
amazing.
Things.
Yep.
And every time I think about a birthday as a child, I remember this book and the cake which goes with it. Yep. I can mark my years by the cakes that I had. I take it I'm not alone in this emotional connection to things like that.
I think it must be a generation, because I'm not sure it's so much now with the kids these days because of social media and what's on TV and things like that. But my generation for sure is definitely the Woman's Weekly book that you could go through, and you knew what cake you wanted for that year. And
absolutely.
I remember my growing up, I wanted to have the round cake with a swimming pool with a jelly in the middle.
And the little
Kit Kats around.
Kit Kat on the outside.
Yeah. And people still will want those cakes.
And the dump truck, which dumped all the lollies out the back.
Correct. But the train was always a favourite.
Absolutely. And it was so difficult to make. My mum, I don't know how many times she made that train.
Yeah.
But still, so there is this connection to it. But
yes.
Isn't it easier these days just to rook down to, you know, your local supermarket and grab a whatever?
It is getting easier because it's getting more available having those sort of options in the shop. But you don't have the custom variety that you want. Mm. You know, you want to have it with your child's name on it. You want to have it that you can only buy green in the shop, but your child wants yellow. Things like that. And people want character cakes, especially for birthdays. They want character cakes. And first birthdays are huge these days. So they want that spectacular cake. The cake is sometimes the pivotal point of a party, as well as all the other stuff, but the cake becomes like an integral part of that event. And it's the same with weddings, it's the same with anniversaries and things like that. That's one thing that people put focus on is the cake and what they're going to have. So for me, that is an amazing joy to be able to provide something that is memorable and creating those memories for those events that you will remember as a child, as we do with things that we've had as a child, going into their adulthood and remembering that that cake was something that was amazing for them and they enjoyed,
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, is this what you've always done?
No.
No?
No.
Well, you just suddenly woke up one day and went, I'm fed up doing whatever I was doing, I'm going to make cake.
Kind of something like that. I was a stay-at-home mum.
Okay.
That's all I ever wanted to do was be a stay-at-home mum. And I did that. And I'm proud of that. We weren't rich by any means, but I was lucky. I had a husband who worked and provided for us, and I had the opportunity to be a stay-at-home mum. So I could do the Woman's Day cake and things like that, which was the extent of my cake decorating when my children were young. They're now adults. And then when my youngest became going to school full-time, I'm like, okay, what do I do now? And I used to faint at the sight of blood and wasn't very good at school.
So nursing, not for you?
Nursing wasn't for me, but I did end up becoming a nurse.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yes. So I started off with aged care, and that then moved into going and studying my nursing degree. And I did...
Well, good thing like, is less blood in aged care.
Less blood in aged care, and I'm also a needle phobe. So now I'm actually a registered nurse. I've done the gamut of doing a year 11, year 12, going to TAFE, going to uni. So I actually graduated from university in my 30s. So that was really exciting. Mm. But Cakes was far from that, far, far from that. I started working in a general practice, so I'm a general practice nurse and work in a general practice in Belmont, and I love that, absolutely love that. I'm really passionate about my job. But my boss and I were very into the reality TV shows around cooking, like MasterChef and Great Australian Bake Off and things like that. And so every week we would talk about what was on the episode. Then the book came out. You know your books that come around to your offices and you can buy them cheap?
Yes, yes.
So there was a book come out called Great Australian Bake Off, which was the first one that was shown in Australia. It is an English program, so Australia has picked that up. It was first shown on Channel 7. Loved that show. Big fan of one of the contestants. So I sort of girl-fanned her. I followed her a bit. And then the book came out, and my boss and I were looking through the book, and there was a three-tier engagement cake in there, and it covered in fondant flowers. And he's going, there's no way that they're amateurs. And I said to him, I reckon I could make that. And he said, all right, I challenge you to make that. And so we
went home and went, oh, what have I done?
No, I was really excited. No, really excited. So I YouTubed it.
Of course. Where else would you go for learning?
So everything. I learned everything on YouTube. How to cover a cake, how to layer a cake, how to, you know, bake the cake, everything like that. So I made this three-tier fondant-covered cake with fondant flowers. It was amazing. When I look back now, there's lots of errors. But I loved every single minute of it. And so from then, so that was about 8 years ago.
And did it go to work to be consumed by the
team?
It
did. So we had a bake-off challenge at work. So it was just between me and the boss. So I was bringing this three-tiered cake, and I challenged him to bake bread because I don't like baking bread, and he reckons he could bake any bread you give him. So he was going to do the bread. So the office then heard about it. We're having this bake-off challenge. And so everybody got involved. So this one day, we allocated a day. Everyone bought in baked goods or something, and we shared a lunch. So now, 7 years later, we're still having bake-offs at work two or three times a year.
What a fantastic way to bring a team together.
Yeah, it was something that's really set in stone in the office now. So we pick a theme. So it might be Italian, or it might be vegetarian, or it might be bake things made of pumpkin and...
Vegetarian wedding cake. How does that work?
Well, there is more and more people that ask for vegan.
Really?
Yeah, so that's becoming a lot more popular now.
Well, I suppose vegetarian doesn't have meat, so I guess, and there's not a lot of cakes with meat, I suppose.
Well, you've got eggs and cheese. No cheese in cakes. You've got eggs.
There should be more cheese in cakes.
Should be more cheese in cakes. Yes, I do like a good cheesecake. Eggs, milk, butter. So there's a lot more going into people wanting that moist, delicious cake that is vegan or gluten-free. Gluten-free is becoming more popular as well. So yeah, there's been asked for that a lot. But yeah, so we do these bake-offs now, and anyway, I won. Of course I won.
Well, considering you've just built That's Delish, we'd like to hope that you had a good base there.
Yeah, so I so enjoyed that from there I started, you know, experimenting a little and playing around with a few things and looking at a few more YouTube and things like that. So it took probably about 12 months for me to sort of go, okay, I think I can actually do this. And people were starting to ask me to make something for them. So that's kind of how most people... A good portion of people who do this kind of business get into that kind of thing. You're making stuff for yourself, and then someone asks outside the family, can you make this for me? And so then you work out how much that's going to cost and things like that. So, yeah, that's kind of where it started. And about 7 years ago, I made a name for myself and decided I was going to start in business. And that's where it went from there.
It's such a great way to get into a business, something you truly love to do and bring so much joy to... You know, both people around you. Yep. I'm sure your family are the size of houses now. But you go, hey, try this, try that. You know, but it is such an amazing I think almost an honour to be central to someone's celebrations, to be trusted with that.
I agree with that. It is a real honour to be part of someone's event. Mm. It's a very emotional purchase for some people, particularly around weddings, and cakes aren't cheap anymore. Mm. And so, you know, they're investing a lot of money. They want it to be exactly what they want it to be, and they're coming to me with lots of different ideas now, and they want me to put it into a cake. And so I have to kind of translate what it is they want. So when they walk in on their wedding day or they walk into their party, they standing there is exactly what they want or beyond their wildest dreams. And that's where I try to aim, is beyond their wildest dreams. So, you know, that can be a challenge.
I was going to say, is that one of the most difficult things you find in doing what you do? It's not mixing of the chocolate, getting the flavours right. It's taking that description and that emotion which someone comes to you with and actually turning it into something
correct.
You can physically
correct.
Literally pick up and cut up.
Yes, correct. So people will come to me, all sorts of people, they'll come to me and go, you know, here you have creative freedom, or I want kind of these colours and I want these things on there, but, you know, you can kind of put it together, or, you know, I trust you to do, or you'll have the other end where they go,
that'd be really hard, I trust you to do it, because you're going in, you're trying to be psychic.
Yes, exactly. But you're just talking to them, meeting them.
Give me some ideas what
you want. Yeah, give me ideas what you want. And I'm very visual. And so what I get my customers to do is do a Google search, which is a great way to find ideas. Mm. Do a Google search, find aspects of cakes that you like.
I like this bit, I don't like that bit, that flower's
yeah,
good,
so
that
circle
one's not.
That, yeah, you like that, and, you know, show me the colours you like, or if they've got a swatch of, they're the bridesmaids and things like that, so I can match colours. So I'm very visual. If they send me ideas of what they like, even if it's two or three different cakes, I can meld them together, just as long as I can see what they visually see, because usually that way, when they walk in, it is what they want. Mm. Over 6 years, you have those challenging customers.
Everybody does.
Everybody does. But my track record is pretty good when it comes to being able to execute what it is that they are looking for.
Brilliant. So if someone's looking for someone who can take their vision, turn it into something which looks spectacular and still tastes really great,
perfect.
The best way to get hold of you, Lisa?
The best way is through a message that is written. So phoning me and talking to me is great, but also following it up with a text message that has what you want in writing as well, because sometimes things can get misinterpreted through the voice. I have a Facebook page which has Messenger on there, so you can send me a message through Messenger.
Of course, you can send pictures through Messenger as well.
Pictures and things, and also then they've got email as well. So there's a few ways of getting hold of me, phone, email, and through Facebook.
So start on your Facebook page. That's
Facebook and Instagram are my most up-to-date. I need to work on my webpage, which... As we all do. So it needs to be something that will flow on. It's easy to update Facebook and Instagram, so they are my most up-to-date when it comes to what I've created recently. But when you go onto my Facebook page, it will have testimonials on there. It'll have my current work. It will have my contact details on there. So that has the most information.
So that's just... That's
Delish? Correct.
Does it have the comma in it?
Not on the Facebook page.
So search That's Delish.
That's Delish, two words. It should come up.
Yep,
brilliant. Should come up.
And if not, they can always get hold of you because your details are on the District 32 website.
It absolutely is, yes.
Thank you so much. Your passion is clear. I feel enthused, and thank you for the walk down memory lane with the train cake.
Yeah.
Just the train cake.
I know. That Women's Weekly, it's classic. It's classic, and people still talk about it.
The number of times I've given that as a gift.
Yes.
Is just... Yep. Phenomenal.
And it's just very recognisable. You see it on the shelf. And it's a very good way to start if you want to start with kids' birthday cakes.
Because they're simple, step-by-step. Templates are in the back.
Exactly.
And they're spectacular.
Exactly. But it's not as easy as it looks.
No, and that's why we have you, Lisa.
Exactly. Exactly.
Thanks you very much. We'll talk to you again.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.